Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to today's podcast. Today, we are going over the highly debated topic of urban sprawl and its effect on the environment. So, what is the problem with urban sprawl, you might ask? Well, according to the Environment Encyclopedia, edited by Deidre S. Blockfield, today, most American cities are characterized by decaying central downtowns, from which residents and businesses have fled to low-density suburbs. This pattern consumes open space and waste resources. So, due to people moving out into suburbs, we are consuming open space that animals need to live and thrive, as well as wasting resources which other animals also need. Consumes agricultural land and fragments wildlife habitats. I had also saw this in the same site I visited. People drive much farther today and spend so much more time idling in stalled traffic, means that suburbanness burns more fuel and produce more pollution than ever before. So, we are using more gas than before, which is wasting more natural resources, and we are also putting dangerous chemicals into the air, which has become a major concern. Also in the Environment Encyclopedia, I had found that streets, parks, schools, civic buildings fall into disrepair at the same time these facilities are being duplicated at great expense and new suburbs. So, we're using natural resources to remake these facilities into new suburbs. Meanwhile, those that remain in the city are being wasted and not used at all. We're wasting a lot of natural resources that we need for duplication of what we already have. Another quote I found was, "It spreads out a network of increased congested freeways." Due to us continuing the highway system, we are allowing more cars to get onto the road, which is contributing to pollution. Another thing that I found was it consumes agricultural land and fragments wildlife habitat. So we are using land that plants and animals need, and we are turning it into suburbs for us to live in. So how can we fix this problem? The most simple way would be to stop driving and move closer or back into the city. But we all know that won't happen. The second choice is public transportation. It would reduce pollution and cost, which would lead to a healthy tomorrow and beyond. Thank you for tuning in. See you next time.